This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Thankfully, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Presented by Swing Juice. Visit swingjuice.com today. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
It is hour number two of the Diehards. It is time to light up the show with a cigar. From our friends at twoguyscigars.com, Two Guys has a great selection of premium cigars. It's where I buy my cigars, so you know what? You need to get yours there, too. It's the number two, guyscigars.com, twoguyscigars.com. This week, we are smoking classic Cuban cigars. The original taste of Cuba has been rediscovered and is being produced in limited quantities. Perfect draw, sweet, smooth power that pleases the palate and convinces the belly that these are, in fact, the real deal. It's a classic Cuban cigar, and if you want to check them out or any other cigars, you're ordering your cigars online, please go on twoguyscigars.com. It's the number two, guyscigars.com. Alex Barth from 98.5, the Sports Hub, hanging with me tonight. We have our associate producers, Joe and Luke Duke, and it's time to give them advice, Alex.
On what?
It's which we just give them advice to make sure that they get through life properly. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, I have my pen out.
All right, I'm glad you have your pen out. At least one person has their pen out. Mm. Luke's sitting here going, yeah, whatever, who cares?
I committed to
it. He's got the golden pipes. He doesn't need this advice. He'll be fine.
All right, remember, per the conversation we were having during the break, and we're not going to repeat that question, but hold your heroes to higher standard. Hold your heroes to a higher standard. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the other advice I'm going to give you is be like a duck. Remain calm on the surface and paddle like crazy underneath. Are you with me? Do you understand? You picking
quack,
up what
quack,
I'm throwing
quack,
down?
Mr. Ducksworth.
You got it?
Bo and Luke Duck.
All right. Joe's writing it down. Luke's like, whatever. You're a crazy old man. Whatever. Alex, what do you think? Good advice?
Yeah. No, second one's really good. I've heard that one before. That's a really good one. Also reminds me of the John Mulaney bit. Too old to be a duckling. Quack, quack.
Hey, let's take another timeout. When we return, we're going to talk to sports business guy, the sports business guru, the expert himself. We call him the sports professor. Rick Horro hops on the Progressive Guest Line next with the Diehards, presented by Swing Juice, right here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're back with the Diehards.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Time now to go to the phones to visit with the sports professor himself, Rick Horro.
He sounds like a smart man.
Hanging out with Alex Barth tonight from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. We are presented by Swing Juice. And yes, indeed, we are going back to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Sports business guru, sports business expert, analyst, consultant, horosports.com. He is the sports professor himself, Rick Horro. Hey, Rick, I know you're probably big on watching the debate, but you're watching the Yankees beat up on Cleveland?
Well, I was watching the Yankees beat up on Cleveland, and that's over, effectively. It's not over yet. But yeah, the debate is probably going to be more interesting than what's going to happen after Bieber can't hold the lead, can't even get the requisite number of outs. The guy is the, as they kept saying, presumptive Cy Young winner. But this is what happens in a 2-3 series. And so, you know, this is the strangest year. And if you didn't think it was strange, all of the soap operas and daytime talk shows are basically closed down because of the virus. So what happens? When was the last time you saw a regular playoff weekday game on ABC? ABC had the first game of the day today, and it was amazing. So, you know, all the women who want to tune in, and I know this is sexist, everybody who wants to watch a soap opera today, very disappointed.
Yankees are up 7-2, by the way, in the sixth, and just dominating. the Cleveland Indians. Hey, Rick, staying on this subject, the MLB wild card, again, it started today. Four games happened today. We had the Houston Astros upset the Twins. White Sox upset Oakland. We had Tampa Bay doing what Tampa Bay does as the number one seed, beating Toronto. And the Yankees whooping up on Cleveland as the Yankees are the fifth seed. But no surprise there. Is there more revenue in sight with this whole wild card situation happening? To me, it's brilliant. MLB needed a lot of help, especially what's happening in baseball and what's happening this year. This, to me, is a good start.
Well, yeah, and of course, most of the television revenue, the $1.7 billion that is the annual revenue from TV, is made in the postseason. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we're going to have at least 12 more games this year. And what's going to happen after that is about $100 million more of revenue, which is about $4.5 million per game. And so that's a big deal. And when you think about it, it's going to be one of those things where more and more revenue is created and the players get half, but still it's a lot more money than they would have thought at the beginning of the pandemic. And I do think this 16-game playoff, like the 22-game playoff in hockey, you know, maybe you don't have that every year, but, man, it sure is exciting when you think about what happens with those extra wild cards. And as long as there aren't too many upsets in that first round, I think it might be an idea that people might grab onto.
Rick, let me ask you about, we're talking television schedules, let me ask you about the NFL schedule, because now there might have to be two NFL games next Monday. They're talking about moving the Titans and Steelers back a day because of positive COVID tests in Tennessee. How would you see that working? Is that a Monday night doubleheader for ESPN? Is it a doubleheader ESPN and then CBS? Does it become head-to-head games on Monday night? How do you think that gets scheduled if that game is indeed moved to Monday?
Oh, there are a lot of different ideas about that. And I'm sure there is a contingency plan that deals with it. And frankly, CBS, you know, has the game if it were Sunday, so they don't want to lose it. The NFL will adjust as they do normally with games that are scheduled and postponed. There have been hurricane games that not University of Miami, but the Miami Dolphin games have been postponed for hurricanes. They're back-to-back Monday night, and they actually have them across from each other. You don't want to start them at 7 and 11 because they're both East Coast games. So there are a lot of logistics of it. Probably, CBS gets a game, but the issue is primetime programming on Monday nights, and nobody wants to give up primetime programming if it's not slotted. So there are a lot of opportunities there for fans. You get to watch two games.
Hey, Rick, last time we got to talk to you, I asked you about social media. I'm going to do it again. And as the only guy that reads the notes that you send us, I'm seeing that Champ Sports is doing reality shoe fitting on Snapchat. You want to tell us a little bit about that? How's that work? What's that all about?
Well, and it's interesting because all of the social media stuff that is really reality and really at home, it's an extension of, you know, one of the other things that I did in the document this week is, you know, Nike is 120% or more over projections. Now, why? Because everybody's buying stuff at home online, and this is just an extension of it. You try it on, you do it virtually, you get your stuff. If it doesn't fit, you send it back. And the whole virtual stuff is carrying the day these days, not just in sports, but, why do we think that all of the Searses and Macy's and others are closing down? Because it's totally changing the way people are shopping. Online wins, television wins, streaming wins. People who just want to sit around and watch games and eat and drink beer wins.
That's kind of like what I want to do. Quote, buy, and save with home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at progressive.com. Sports professor Rick Horro is on with the Diehards, presented by Swing Juice. It's Anthony Pepe and Alex Barth. Hey, Rick, last week we were talking about Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin teaming up to create a NASCAR team, if you will. And they're launching with Bubba Wallace in just one car? Is this kind of standard where they just a team comes onto the circuit and just launches with one car?
Well, it's going to be one team. They may have backups. But when we talk about the one car, it's the, you know, multiple driver teams. And honestly, they want to devote a substantial amount of time to one particular driver who's African-American, and that's the reason why Michael Jordan spends the money on the race team. He's a NASCAR fan, but I think it's more of a statement that he wants to support the opportunity for diversity in racing, and therefore you know, there may be a breeding ground for other drivers and other cars, but right now it's the one and all the support that one needs to win on the circuit.
Eric, let me ask you about, this is kind of fringe sports, but you were just talking about the online shopping. I want to go back to that for a second. Amazon just announced Prime Day this year, October 14th and 15th. Everything's so copycat with the online shopping and e-marketing and all that. How has nobody ripped off Prime Day, and do you think we start to see that concept become more popular at some point in some fashion?
Everybody can rip off anything, but nobody has the distribution mechanism of Amazon. So, you know, God bless anybody to say, let's have a, you know, Google Development Day, or let's have a, you know, a Target Shoppers Day. So there will be copycats to do stuff. Amazon is in a position of basically taking over the world. The opportunities now for Amazon Prime in media, for example, I wouldn't be surprised if Amazon becomes a bidder in NFL rights stuff in some context down the road. Well, you think that's silly? Well, who the heck was DirecTV before they put together the Sunday Ticket package years ago? So there is no limitation on what Amazon does. The sky's the limit.
Hey, Rick, I was reading the other day the Boston Globe reporting Converse has a new marketing campaign. Can you let the listening audience know what that's all about?
Yeah, you know, Converse is trying to bring back Chuck Taylors, and they're trying to do some of the old price points where you people remember some of the glory days of some of the endorsers. Now, you know, so you remember some of the Julius Erving and way back Larry Bird. All of those Converse things were very important and were into the retro generation. You know, the Converse shoes are high quality, and they're not going to out-distribute Adidas or Puma or Nike, but they're going to try to generate some significant new branding and see where that goes.
Rick, finally, you know, a couple weeks ago when the NFL kicked off, the top-selling jerseys were Tom Brady and Cam Newton, and, you know, after week one, I guess I get the Tom Brady being a top-selling jersey, but it surprised me a little bit that Cam Newton had one of the top jerseys, you know, with everybody across the country hating Patriot Nation. Is Cam Newton going to change that whole thought process?
Well, you guys, I mean, all you do, because it's cold up there and nobody likes to live up there because it's 4 degrees, all you guys want to do is buy warm clothes. So, you know, if I have a sweatshirt or if I have a jersey, I'd want a Patriots jersey, and we don't have Brady to choose from anymore, so Cam Newton is the guy. Frankly, he can go either way right now. I mean, you see how what the potential is, and who'd have thought in August that this guy would be the savior in the promised land. Well, there's a chance, and if that happens, the jersey sales go with it.
Hey, Rick, great stuff as always. If people want to check out Rick Horro, they can go to horrosports.com. We'll talk to you again on Friday night, okay, pal?
Yes, my man. Talk to you soon. Have a good week.
All right. There he is, business consultant, analyst, expert. Again, horrosports.com, the sports professor himself, Rick Horro. Another timeout. When we return, we're talking football, X's and O's with Alex Barth coming up next right here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Swing Juice. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Alex Barth, what we've learned tonight is he wasn't a big partier in college. He hung out at parties by himself.
Again, you're putting words in my mouth.
No, it's what you said, man. You were standing in the corner by yourself.
I did not say by myself. Me and my friends hung out by the radio because we, or by the radio, I sound like you. We hung out by the aux cord because we like to pick the music, and we hung out by the pong table.
You weren't keg stands. You weren't doing keg stands or funnels or pong table, please. If you were standing by in the corner by yourself. Come on, tell the
truth. Pong table. Well, we didn't play pong. We played a different game. It's called beer ball, but. Yeah, no, I was by the table all the time. I'm very competitive. If there's a game, I'm playing the game.
Fair enough. By the way, Superstar Batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find just the exact battery for your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, Alex, so you, debate's going on right now.
It is.
And again, I'm going to file that one right in my Who Cares folder. But you have some fun props that were prior to the debate happening. There's some good stuff happening. So what do you have over there?
There are fun parts of the debate. The prop bets and the drinking games are fun. We're on the air, obviously, so not doing the drinking game. Nope. What kind of prop bets do you want? There's a bunch.
Well, give me some. Give me some fun ones.
Let me find some that are a little less politically jarring. Okay, here we go. Which will be said first by Biden or Trump? So first mentioned by either of the candidates.
All right.
These are in order of most likely.
And what's the website you're on?
Oddshark.com.
Oddshark.com.
I think they're getting their odds from Bovada, but Oddshark.com.
All right.
Most likely to least likely here. Mask, pandemic, China, deaths, CDC.
That was the word. What the word
Which is one is said first by either of the candidates? First. Of those five. First.
All right.
So that was one. You had the color of the ties, and Trump's tie color hit big. He was, Andrew told us, was it red and blue, red and white? Red and blue, right?
Yeah, Trump's tie is a mainly blue with some red stripes.
So I don't know how that would count, because blue is plus 275.
Shenanigans.
Other slashed mixed color
is
plus 1,600.
Interesting.
So that's big money.
I did see something come by my Twitter feed, and again, I'm on Twitter, at Anthony Pepe. It's Anthony P-E-P-E, your real Alex Barth. I did see something that said Trump would speak first, and 80% of the people that placed a bet on that one whacked it pretty good, because of course he's going to speak first.
Well, here's the easy one for me, is which state gets mentioned first, and the debate's in Ohio. So obviously it was going to be Ohio. Florida was the second, then Iowa, then Michigan. Here's the really interesting one to me. Will Donald Trump mention Joe Rogan?
Interesting.
Plus 550 on yes, minus 1,000 on
that. All right. And there's a UFC fighter in the crowd?
There is, yes. That guy who's like super Trump. Whatever. I'm not a big UFC guy, but I saw the video. He was like, Trump called him after the fight or whatever. Right there with the Trump family.
So are you a prop guy like this? Do you play these things?
I like reading them. I don't necessarily play them. I'm not a big.
Are you like a closet gambler that we don't
know
about?
I'm actually very much not. I don't play fantasy football. I don't gamble a ton. I'm not super into it, but I like, I'm the same with the Super Bowl. I like reading the prop bets. You know, Falcons minus 4.5, Alabama, Georgia over 55. It doesn't do it for me. I'm in it for the actual football. What color tie is this guy wearing? Who takes a sip of water first? What color will the coin toss, or what color will the Gatorade be at the Super Bowl? Like, how many times will they show the highlight of this play? I live for that. I love that. It's nonsense. It's chaos. Right down my alley.
I do love Super Bowl props and just the quirky, crazy ones. I mean, even the ones that they have where it's like this third receiver will get 37.5 yards.
Right.
Well, and you go, or the running back will have a half yard carrying, and you're going, well, he's the goal line guy. He should get 1 yard into the end zone, and he doesn't make that half yard. And you're going, man, they knew something. Man, this is fixed.
See, I like the non-football ones better. I remember the Super Bowl 2018, Patriots-Rams, right? That was the year with the non-pass interference call, New Orleans and L.A. Remember that down in the dome?
Sure.
And I think the over-under was like 7.5, how many times they would show that play. And it actually ended up hitting under. But that's just nonsense. Like, if you're the guy in the truck making that call, you put your life savings on the over, and you play it 10 times in a row in the first quarter. Right?
I love those. Yeah, those props are cool. Like, the ones that, are they going to show, like, the owner? How many times are they going to show the owner in his box?
You know what?
And you know you can fix that as a camera crew.
Right. You know which one I love, actually, one of my all-time favorites?
You're running the camera crew, and you're going, hey, Cousin Jimmy, let me tell you something. I run these screenshots, and I can say we're going to shoot the owner 3 times, not 4.
Hey, can we get camera 3 again? We've got a camera 3 5 times the last minute. Yeah, I'm trying to get a beach house. Can we go back to camera 3? No, my favorite one, though, because the announcers get in on it. It's how many times will Jim Nantz say this? How many times will Al Michaels say this? Because Michaels and Collins were specifically. Michaels is always talking about, it's a big touchdown for some. He knows, and he will screw with
it. There's one of those guys in that booth that actually gamble, wink wink.
Right. Okay. No, but Michaels will know, and there'll be something like Al Michaels will say this 6.5 times, and he'll say it 6 times, and then right before they sign off, he'll say it the 7th. He'll keep everybody on their toes till the final second. It's a ton of fun.
Me and my buddies used to watch college football all the time, and we would watch Brent Musburger, and the bit was, could you figure out in the first series which team he bet on, which team he was plunging on? Because it's common knowledge. He works for a gambling network now.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm behind the scenes or saying something. It's common knowledge that he likes to plunge and bet on these games. So the bit would be, all right, let's listen to the first series and figure out which team he's got money on.
Well, it's a little different, but I was in college. Do you remember the Kevin Ware injury? That guy who broke his leg in March Madness, broke it bad.
All right, yep.
So I was taking a sports media class at the
you
time.
You weren't doing funnels. You were standing in the corner. We got that. We established your college career.
Let me finish the story here. So I was taking a sports media class. We talked about developing narratives through a broadcast, and it was the national championship. Louisville had won. They were in the national championship, and it was how much are they going to talk about Kevin Ware? How many times are they going to show the injury? And the homework assignment I got for that class, we had it that day. The game was that night. The homework assignment I got was do a mark every time they show it. We all guess how many times they're going to show it, right, and mark down how many times they show it. And the teacher goes, make a game out of it. Have fun. Do what you want. Put a tally, high-five each other, take a shot. So that entire national championship, every time they either replayed the Kevin Ware injury or showed him on the bench in the cast, one went back. And I think it was like 5 or 6, something like that. It wasn't too much. We survived the night.
So
I remember the game.
You actually get to see the game then. Is that true?
I remember. It got a little fun at the end. It got a little. Well, one of my friends was in a big money pool and he needed Louisville to win. So things got really weird at the end because they showed it a bunch like right after halftime. So we were fine for the first half. Then the second half started and it started piling up. So yeah, that got a little weird at the end of the game, but there's a college story.
So you graduated again from college. What year?
December 2015, but I was class of 2016. I wasn't smart. My major was a joke.
All right, so five or so years ago,
yes,
you graduated. So was gambling big on the college campuses back then? Because you look at it now, and you look at obviously it's being legalized, and it's kind of the common practice, and you're seeing it everywhere. We're going back in my day, it was, you know, we had Fatty the Bookie in South Boston. That was it. I'm just curious, like 5 years ago, was it all around the campus?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to tell. Because I went to a small D3 school, right? We weren't betting on us.
No, although
we did have Ithaca Cortland is the only D3 game you can bet on. The Cortica Jug, the biggest little game in the nation of Sports Illustrated.
Familiar with it, yeah.
So that was the only D3 game you could bet on, and people would bet on that because it was cool. Oh, we're a real school. We're a real football school. Yeah. But, you know, the daily fantasy thing was like just coming up when I left school.
Right.
It was just really, really starting to take off. Outside of that, maybe a little bit here and there. But it wasn't, and that might have just been the people I hung out with or the school it was. But, you know, you go to major SEC school in the South, that might have been different. But it wasn't massive.
Our associate producers, Joe and Luke Duke here, you go to Stonehill College in Massachusetts here. Is gambling relevant on the campus, guys?
No.
Not really?
Well, they're still in school, so they have to be careful about what they say.
I'm not talking about them gambling specifically. I'm just talking in general because I feel like gambling is like, you know, it was the thing you could never talk about. Now it's like, ho-hum, everybody's gambling. It's part of life. It's going to be legalized in Massachusetts. We were hoping it was going to happen during this football season.
Good luck with that.
Well, it's going to happen.
It's going to be. We're going to be the 50th state to legalize I'm confident in that.
But it will happen, and it's legal in Rhode Island, and people go down to Twin River Casino and gamble, and you're seeing all the stuff that's involved. To me, it's like 5 years from now, it's going to be like, yeah, I'm gambling. I'm going to the local convenience store, and I'm placing a bet. What?
Not to get super political here, but we're going through this whole crisis, right? It's not technically a depression, but whatever. If there was some way to pump a ton of money willingly into the government, I'm not talking about raising taxes, just willingly pump a ton of money into the government. If only there was a way you could get a bunch of people every Sunday to give the government thousands or millions of dollars every year, Saturday and Sunday, and forget about college football. If only there was a way to do that.
Hello?
But no, it's too, because Puritanic state, and we just started being allowed to buy alcohol on Sundays like 10 years ago, and no, but yeah, it should be. You're right. I think it's a no-brainer.
I mean,
but
what did you do like, you know, 5 years ago when you couldn't buy alcohol on Sunday and you needed your six pack to stand in the corner? What did you do?
I remember one time I went out. I don't celebrate Easter, but I went out. I didn't have any beer. I went out, didn't think anything of it. It wasn't Easter to me. It was just a Sunday. Went out, bought beer, came back, and my dad, who's lived in Massachusetts his whole life, 50 plus years, like his jaw hit the floor. You got beer on Easter Sunday? How? Did you drive to Rhode Island? Like, he thought I drove out of state to get it. I went down the street. It was just some fluke thing. The store was open. I don't know.
It's good stuff. And again, who would have thought in Massachusetts we'd have a casino, a Las Vegas-style casino, and the Encore owned by, you know, Steve Wynn or somebody.
Down a road here that's not sports.
I'm amazed by this. So, again, it's only a matter of time before sports gambling is legal here, and obviously it's happening all across the country. Quick timeout. When we return from Barstool Sports, covers hoops, NBA, and college. Bobby Regan, our pal Stoolie Reeks, joins the Diehards next. You keep it right here. We're presented by Swing Juice. It's the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Swing Juice. Visit swingjuice.com today. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. My friend tonight is Alex Barth from 98.5, the Sports Hub. And we are proud to have partnered with Home Fields, homefields.com. Back in 1999, Ken Small created a three-dimensional art piece that included football and baseball stadiums, along with many others. They have some of your college favorites like Alabama, Bryant-Denny Stadium, Clemson Tigers Memorial Stadium, and here in Boston, Alumni Stadium. Some football pro locations like Soldier Field in Chicago, Allegiant Stadium in the new Las Vegas, and of course, Gillette the Razor here in Foxborough, plus great baseball stadiums such as Camden Yards in Baltimore, Turner Field in Atlanta, and the greatest ballpark ever, Fenway Park. They shipped me one here at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East at Fenway Park. It is awesome. For more details to own your favorite park or stadium, log on to homefields.com. That's homefields.com. Use the promo code SportsMap. That's promo code SportsMap. Tell them the Diehard sent you. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's a friend of the show, covers hoops, NBA, and college. Bobby Regan's on the line. Barstool Regs. Hey, Barstool Regs, welcome back to the SportsMap Radio Network. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
We're doing all right, man. I know a lot of people are bummed out around these parts here in Boston that the Celtics didn't make the finals. But a lot of people, a lot of NBA basketball gurus and purists are pretty fired up that it's the Heat and the Lakers with all that these two teams have in common. Your overall thoughts on the final series?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess I should say I'm a little biased because I'm a Knicks fan, so I was clearly cheering against the Celtics. And like I went to Kentucky, so the Kentucky fan of me seeing Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, like, yeah, I would. Completely biased during the Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, I do think the Heat match up the best with the Lakers for a few reasons. Obviously, I've been beating this drum for I actually went back and found, like, when Gordon Hayward made his decision, I was like, I can't believe he chose Brad Stevens over Spoelstra. I think Spoelstra's the better coach. I think that proved the point last round, especially with the zone, right? Like, you run that zone defense that the Heat run with Butler and either Jay Crowder or Iguodala up top. Like, it's just so unique. Well, the Lakers role players, like, do you trust Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to make a lot of threes? Like, outside of Kuzma and obviously LeBron and Davis, who do you trust to go out there and shoot? So that's a unique matchup. I think their wings match up a little bit better defensively. They can throw, like, obviously guys like Bam, Jimmy, Iguodala on LeBron, give them different looks. So I am very interested in it.
Let me ask you about the Heat and kind of watching the series against the Eastern Conference Finals. They seem like a pesky team in that they can really get under the skin. And we've seen when things don't go LeBron's way, it kind of compounds. And Jimmy Butler and this Heat team seem like they'll really just be able to irritate LeBron and the Lakers. Am I reading that right?
I mean, I think you can, but I think it's even more than LeBron. Like, you can irritate, like, Markieff Morris and you pick up a cheap technical there, right? Like, those 1 to 2 points that you can snake out of a technical, that's gonna pay off in at least one game. I mean, just look at how the Heat, you know, how close the Heat Celtics games were. Where literally a free throw changes the course of the series. So it's not even LeBron that you can do that with. It's the role players. You can get under Kuzma's skin. You can get under Rondo's skin. We know that for sure. So yeah, I would not be surprised if you see Spoelstra say, in game one, kind of the old, like, kind of football cliche of just set the tone early. You just, you know, a late hit isn't the worst thing in the world. I would not be surprised if you see the hand grabbing, the little extra shove, the chuck through the lane. I think that's what you should do and make the refs call it and then adjust, right? Like, if they're calling it tight, then obviously you don't want, you know, your guys in foul trouble. Adjust, right. But again, just kind of set the tone early. Yes, I think you can get under their skins a little bit.
All right, Tyler Hero looked like the real deal to me before they played the Celtics. I mean, throughout the bubbles, he looked like the real deal to me.
Right.
Duncan Robinson 3 years ago was applying for jobs at the Ringer. Can the Heat realistically count on him to continue playing the way he has?
Yeah, because he's been doing it all season. Like, he is who he is. And you saw what you did see against the Celtics and what the Celtics wings did cause problems is Duncan Robinson, the pros and the cons. The pro is, he legit might be the best shooter in the NBA. who can get hot. Obviously, he can give you what he scored in the first quarter. Was game five, you had 12 in the first quarter,
something
or whatever
like
it was.
That, yeah.
So, you know, that's the pro. The con is three of the games against the Celtics, he was in foul trouble in the first quarter. And they got bailed out because you do have Tyler Hero as your sixth man, but he can get exposed a little bit defensively, and I think that's maybe where the Lakers try to attack early, try to get some switches where, you know, all of a sudden it's LeBron going downhill at Duncan Robinson. Well, you know, as much as we can make fun of LeBron, he's winning that matchup 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Joining the diehards, presented by Swing Juice here on the Progressive Guest Line with Anthony Pepe and Alex Barth on the SportsMap Radio Network. From Barstool Sports, covers hoops, NBA, and college, Bobby Regan's on the line. Barstool Regs, hey, man, give us one big key for the Miami Heat to win the series and one big key for the Lakers to win the series.
For the Heat, it's Goran Dragic. I think he is, he's kind of the forgotten about big name, right? Like, he's been around forever. Mm-hmm. Again, he can score 25 in the blink of an eye. I mean, he can lead the Heat in scoring, and they can win the final. I think he's the key because he can attack Rondo. He can kind of be that mismatch. He has good size. He's another reason why they can run that zone, because you can put him down low, and you don't really lose that much. So I think Goran Dragic is really the key for the Heat. If he is, again, the guy that's putting up 22 a game and hitting those big shots and closing games in the fourth quarter, he can win this. For the Lakers, it's cliche, it's simple. They easily have the two best players on the court. If they have the two best players in the series that play to their talent, that's the key. They win. You can't stop LeBron and Anthony Davis. It's impossible. So if they just play like LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're going to win.
Let me ask you about the offseason coming up. Because I think a lot of people, you know, not the teams, but casual fans, do their draft scouting during March Madness. That's
yep.
when they find players they like, they don't like, etc.
Yep.
Obviously, no chance to do that this year. What's the deal with this draft class? I've heard it's weak. I've heard it's not very deep. Is that real? And who are some of the names to keep an eye on?
So I think it's both. I don't think it's a strong top of the draft class where the top of the draft class, obviously LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, Obi Toppin, that kind of group. That's not going to hold up when you look at past drafts. And, you know, even last year where the top four, you know, you look at Zion and Ja Morant, who are, you know, you're going to talk about stars that appear to be there already. What I do like about this draft is the guys that are going to go in like the late lottery into the teens. You look at guys like Sadiq Bey, maybe Aaron Naismith from Vanderbilt falls down that way. I think this draft has a lot of good, like, 7-year role players, which if you land one of those guys, you're typically in a pretty good spot. So it's a weird draft. Again, like, I'm hesitant to call it weak overall, like, because we said that about the 2013 draft, where it ended up being, you know, Giannis was the 15th pick, and now he's the 2-time MVP.
Well, do you think that, because a team, we're already talking about trading picks and everything in Boston, and you move the picks to get a player. Are picks less valuable this year, not just because of the draft class, but because of that limited scouting window?
No, because there's so much scouting that's actually done by the team, and so much tape. Like, you have the whole season. Like, there was an entire season. I think teams that adjust their draft value based on the NCAA tournament are the teams that typically stink at drafting. Because it's such a fluke tournament, you're talking about 6 games at the most. And if you're drafting freshmen, there's all the, Nike EYBL, the Adidas circuit. Like, there's so much tape out there. I mean, I can sit on my computer with access to one site, and I can watch, you know, games from, you know, the last 7 years or something like that. So, and that's just me as a blogger. So I would hope the NBA draft scouting has a little bit more intake than that. I don't think it's anything like that. It's more the in-person interviews where, hey, do we really think this guy's trustworthy? You know, you can just kind of get that gut feeling talking to him. And, you know, I think that's going to be a little more rushed and spread out with the way the combine's going this year. And again, like, the draft was supposed to be done, what, 4 months ago?
Right, yeah. Is LaMelo the real deal?
I think he's very good. He has things that you can't really teach where he's like 6'7", legit 6'7", 6'8", really good handles. He's an elite passer. obviously his shooting is not great. Like, he still has that kind of weird looking jump shot, but he's a good scorer. And I think let me put it this way. He'll never get the credit he deserves no matter what happens in his career.
Is he worth the baggage?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. Because you look at, like, has LeVar really done anything to Lonzo the last 2 years outside of, like, his rookie year with the Lakers? Right.
What's there to do in New Orleans? Let's say LaMelo ends up in, like, a big market. Maybe he's just given up on Lonzo. He didn't get the title with the Lakers he wanted. This is his chance to start fresh.
But there's still the names, right? Like, LeVar could have attacked Zion. He could have attacked, Drew Holiday, like, you know, a couple-time All-Star. I think the baggage is, it's not as much as I think people really make it out to be. I mean, LaMelo had the quote, what was it, yesterday, where he's like, listen, my dad's entitled to his own opinions. He's a man that can think his way. I'm a man that thinks my own way. I can go anywhere. And that was in quote from a few months ago when LeVar said he didn't want him going to the Warriors because he's not a follower or something like that. And LaMelo was like, wait a minute, I'm more than happy to go play there. Like, are you kidding me? So, he's not going to ruin a franchise. Like, LeVar, he's going to say stupid things, but you can finagle your way, through that, I think, more than anything else.
Barstool Reeks, final thoughts here. With this crazy year in 2020 and COVID and everything happening now and uncertainty of the start of next season, whether it's going to be, you know, Christmas or in January, yeah, whatever the case may be, do you think there's going to be a lot of player movement in this offseason or no because of all the uncertainty?
I keep going back and forth on that, honestly. Like, because, again, you have the certainty of just, okay, I'm already living here. I don't have to do anything. I know this. And, again, like, how much public – How much meetings essentially are going to happen? But at the same time, like, there could be such a long off season or like the untraditional off season that maybe there's more calls between players. Like, and I'm not talking obviously like to the level of Kyrie and Durant, but these mid level guys, like, hey, we can join the Clippers. You know, the three of us together can play with Kawhi, and all of a sudden now we're on par with the Lakers. And I think it might be more the mid level moving kind of like that versus. I don't think you see a lot of stars. Obviously, Oladipo, I think, moves on from Indiana, but I think he might be the biggest name that kind of moves.
Hey, man, final minute. Doc Rivers getting let go by the clip joint. You surprised?
Yes and no. I was not surprised because I think he was always a little overvalued as a coach based on the title of Boston. But at the same time, like, Kawhi, there was a story of, like, Kawhi, like, why not fire him a week and a half ago? Like, why was this delay, essentially, What threw me off more than anything, I thought when the initial report came out that he was not going anywhere, I thought, okay, he's getting another year no matter what. And then it's just a weird timing that it came out now.
All right, man. Who wins the series in how many games?
I think Lakers in six.
Lakers in six. There you have it. Barstool Riggs, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time out of your busy schedule. We'll talk to you later on down the line, pal, okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, there he is. Barstool Sports covers hoops, NBA, and college. Bobby Regan, Barstool Reeks, joining us here on the Sports Map Radio Network. The Diehards presented by Swing Juice. And, again, he's fired up. He thinks the Lakers, like a lot of people, feel like the Lakers should win the ship this year. I just want a good series. That's all I want. As a basketball fan, I want it to go six. I want it to go seven. Why not?
I'm just glad we got that draft insight. I'm one of those casual fans who does all my draft prep during March Madness. So now I have a base to work on. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, let's take our final timeout. When we return, we'll tell you about Boomer Naturals and wrap things up. He is Alex Barth from 98.5, the Sports Hub. My name is Anthony Pepe. We are the Diehards, presented by Swing Juice on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Swing Juice. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Hey, it's the New England Diehard, Anthony Pepe. Not all masks offer the same protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable, breathable mask, available in sizes for adults, teens, and children, with many cool patterns and colors to choose from. Boomer Naturals offers 3 layers of cotton polyester cloth enhanced with nano silver technology. Nano silver can block tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth, and a recent U.S. lab testing shows Boomer masks are 99.9% antimicrobial, and that's a big deal. Stop by your local CVS pharmacy today and ask for Boomer Naturals nano silver masks and gaiters, and if Alex, you're a baseball fan tomorrow, There are 8 playoff games.
Love
all
it.
16 teams are going. The Reds and Braves kick it off at noon. All times are Eastern. You have game number 2 of the Astros-Twins. Twins need to tie the series, or the Astros are sending them home at 1 o'clock.
Boo.
2 o'clock, it's the Cubs-Marlins game 1.
Okay.
3 o'clock, White Sox-Athletics.
That'll be a good one.
And if the White Sox beat the Athletics and really upset them, a team that had a great season, it'd be devastating for A's fans. That's at 3.
A's fan.
Single. Fans. 4 o'clock, it's the Rays trying to close out the Jays. 5 o'clock, it's the Cardinals-Padres game 1 on ESPN2. Game number 2, Yankees-Indians at 7. And then the late cap, the nightcap, it's the Dodgers hosting the Brewers. 8 playoff baseball games tomorrow, 16 teams. This is awesome.
That's pretty cool. And then we got, what's tomorrow, Wednesday?
The finals, the NBA finals. It's not tonight. But that I
tomorrow night. Tomorrow, and then right? You got football on Thursday. You take the day off Friday, you party. And then Saturday, great college football slate. SEC back, baby.
So,
love it.
So what do you do? What's Alex Barth's day like tomorrow, like with baseball? You have the TV on in the background? What are you doing?
I got Pat's press conferences all day. I won't have it on.
Pat's press conferences?
Yeah, all day.
Do you suit up, or do you just dress like
no,
that?
No, I literally roll out of bed. I have like a black T-shirt by my bed that I can just throw on. It's on the video.
All right, man. Great stuff as always. Associate producers Joe and Luke Duke. Great stuff as always, guys. Andrew Carlson, you're the best in the business, my friend. Appreciate it. Do it all again tomorrow night. Matt McCarthy is in. You keep it right here. Sports Map Radio Network continues. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night.